Jackson Lohr of the Broadway FFA chapter in Virginia is the Poultry Production Entrepreneurship Placement winner at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo. Jackson, you put in a lot of time and effort into your proficiency. What does it mean to be the winner of this proficiency area?
Well, to start off, it's a huge honor, especially after doing it for my entire life. We've had chickens ever since I could walk and talk. It's definitely the family operation, the family farm, and it's something I'm super proud of. And I'd just like to thank everybody who made it possible for me to be here. You know, my parents who put up with me on the farm and let me work on the farm, my advisors for helping me grow and all that.
Now you have quite a few chickens. Tell me more about your proficiency area.
Yeah, so I work on my family's poultry farm in Rockingham County, Virginia in the Shenandoah Valley, where we have 8 broiler chicken houses with a total capacity of around 300,000 birds. So we are vertically integrated and we grow for Pilgrim's Pride. So a lot of our birds go to fast food restaurants like Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, KFC.
Now tell me a little bit about your responsibilities on the farm day to day.
Well, the main thing is just making sure our birds are happy and healthy. A sick bird, an unhappy bird, doesn't eat, which means they don't grow. So it's really important for us to make sure that those birds are healthy, which means going through the birds each day, you know, checking mortality, checking their health, making sure that they have feed and water like they should.
What do you most enjoy about this project after being in it ever since you were young?
It's hard to pick one thing that really stands out to me as something that I enjoy the most, but just seeing the work pay off at the end of the flock. You know, when you see that check come in, or when you go to the restaurant and see chicken that possibly came from your farm, especially that Chick-fil-A chicken, that wonderful goodness, just knowing that I had a role to play in that. That's probably my favorite part.
You're essential to ensuring that our food supply is continuing. Now, what do you wish people would know about the poultry industry?
The one thing I wish everybody would know about the poultry industry is we're not those backyard flocks, you know. We are an incredibly efficient, incredibly well-organized group of people who know what we're doing, and we want to make sure that our birds are happy and healthy so that they grow, so that we get everything we need out of our flock. And that's the number one part of the poultry industry now. It's just making sure that our birds are growing, that our birds are happy, and that they're in good living conditions.
And throughout the years, you have probably learned a thing or two. Tell me what you learned throughout the past few years in this proficiency area.
I learned that chickens smell really bad.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I know that feeling.
Yes. No, I've learned a lot about, you know, business management, the flock management, watching our flock's health and litter management, nutrient management plans, just all the little details that go into making a successful poultry farm, such as, you know, watching the bird's health, making sure that they're not raspy, making sure that they're all walking well and are in the best condition that they can be.
To someone who wants to grow in this proficiency area, what advice do you have for an FFA member in a jacket a few years younger than you?
Just stay focused on it. You know, when I started out on my family's farm, I hated it. But as I stuck with it, the more I did, the more I found I enjoyed it, because I found those little things that I liked about it. You know, I didn't like going through the houses each day because it smelled bad, but I got to listen to my music, which I enjoyed. I didn't like getting the dust in my face when I loaded the manure spreader, but I loved driving the tractor to do it. And it's just those little things and the consistency and adamancy on it.
Now, what does the future look like for you? Are you wanting to be part of this proficiency area in long term?
Yes, I definitely do. I plan to attend Virginia Tech, and then once I'm done there, to return to my family's farm and expand our operation a little bit, maybe build some newer houses and update our older ones. But I definitely see poultry remaining in my family's operation, remaining part of my life significantly for many years to come.
A lot of great work you're putting into the poultry industry. Anything else that you'd like to share?
Yeah, no, once again, just thank you to everybody that made this possible. Thank you to the sponsors, U.S. Egg and Poultry, Pilgrim's Pride. Thank you to my advisors, my parents, my family members, everybody who supported me. And I wish the best of luck to all the little ones like I once was in the future on their endeavors.
many years in the making. He's been growing up on the poultry farm and wanting to continue in the industry. That was Jackson Lohr of the Broadway FFA chapter in Virginia, the Poultry Production Entrepreneurship Placement winner at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo. I'm Michelle Stengler with National FFA.